Well, Sabbath blessings, one and all, and welcome to our main church service on this high and special Sabbath day. High and special Sabbath, not only because we're having the foot washing and communion service, but also because this is the 200th Sabbath service that this home church has been able to bring forth in fellowship. And praise God for His miracles of grace and His compassion in allowing us to have such a room on the internet and be able to connect with brothers and sisters around the world who might otherwise be alone on the Sabbath. So welcome, dear ones, and Sabbath greetings to those on the phone and those listening to the recording, as well as those that have tuned in to WLMR Radio. And it's good to have you in fellowship today. Our opening song is titled, We Gather Together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning the fight we were winning. Thou, Lord, were at our side, all glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou Leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our Defender wilt be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free. And those who have Jesus Christ are free indeed. And praise God for making salvation possible and freedom from sin and destruction. I invite you to please bow your heads and your knees for opening prayer. Our dear precious Father in heaven, we invite your presence to be here in our midst, and we thank you so much for being here and taking control of this home church and of each heart. Please bring the holy and joyous, light-filled atmosphere that surrounds you and your throne down to each one of us. And please pour out upon us a rich blessing in fellowship with Thee and with others of like faith today. Dear Savior, we also ask that Thy presence be here, and we thank You so much for being here. And please dispel darkness in our hearts with the bright beams of Your righteousness and truth. And indeed, sup with us and allow us to sup with You today. And receive that great blessing of being able to sit and learn at your feet the wondrous love and truth of God. And thank you so much for being here and for doing so. And dear Spirit, we also pray that thy presence will be here, and thank you for being here. Please lead and guide us into all truth. Please convict us of our sins and of righteousness and of judgment. And indeed, allow us to have our hearts prepared and able to receive the abundance of blessings, grace, and truth that you want us to have today. And thank you so much for doing so and for being here. We also pray, dear Father, that you'll be with those that are going through trials and tribulations, whether these are physical or mental or spiritual. Please draw near to them, comfort them, encourage them, strengthen their faith, heal them, and let them have a testimony to your glory of what great things they recognize that you have done for them because of your love. We thank you so very much for allowing us to be alive for just such a time as this. And we pray, Father, for the extra grace and strength to deny self and to keep it crucified, dead, mortified, and buried, that only Jesus and Him alone can be revealed through us, because we're looking unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith. And we want to reveal His love to others. Thank you so much for hearing and answering this prayer according to thy perfect will, and for being with us now, dear Godhead. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now, before we get into our foot washing and communion service, we have special music. Another indication of a high and blessed Sabbath day. And our dear brother Vic and sister Janelle will offer that for us.
Happy Sabbath, brethren. Janelle and me are going to sing I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story of coming things apart, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my mind as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. It be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems, and all the golden fancy of all the golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now today. I love to tell the story. It be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, much praise to be gave. Seems a child might tell you more wise.
Meanwhile, we're waiting for Elder Rob. I would like to share him and keep in mind also the prayers of in Jesus' name. May the Lord restore all things. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, spring, time and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in the courses above. Join with all nature in meaningful witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to share unto guide. Strength for today and great hope for tomorrow. Blessing all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Thank you so much for your patience, dear ones. Dear Elder would not be able to come back in. The power is completely out this time. So we're going to have the opportunity to play our foot washing that we had already in recording back in April 2nd. So just bear with me, dear ones. And by God's grace, He's well. We're just going to have to just work together by God's grace. And we ask the Holy Spirit and the Godhead to be in the midst of us as we continue hearing the recording. Thank you for your patience, dear ones, for those that are listening on the phone and also later on the radio.
Well, as we mentioned before, this is a very high Sabbath in which we not only come together to worship our Lord and to keep His holy day, that we also gather together to partake of the communion service. And we follow this communion service from the example that our Lord set for us some 2,000 years ago. And the first part of the service begins with foot washing. And this is very important. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/SEA/ID1381.htm. Now, this example is set out and recorded in the scriptures. And if you look at quote number one, from John 13, verses 1 to 11. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He riseth from supper, and laid aside His garments, and took a towel, and girded Himself. After that He poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean.
Now, this cleansing of the feet was usually done by hired servants or slaves, and they would take a wash basin with a towel and then wash and dry each of the feet of their masters. But if there was no servants available, then one of the younger members of the family would be forced to perform this service for all their family members in order to show proper respect for their elders or other important guests that were visiting. So then when Christ and all of the disciples came into that upper room with dirty feet from having traveled some distance that day, each one noticed the pitcher of water, the wash basin, and the towel that was placed in the room with which to wash the dusty feet. But they also noticed that there were no servants in the room. So then this meant that one of the disciples would have to voluntarily perform this humiliating task for all the others. And I'm sure that each of the disciples would have been more than willing to humble themselves to wash the master's feet. But in volunteering to do that, they would be having to wash all the feet of their fellow disciples, and that would be humiliating. So then what did each of the disciples do in this situation? As Christ was their master and Lord, he naturally went and sat down at the table for supper and then waited for one of his disciples to come and wash his dirty feet. But then Christ watched as each and every one of his disciples also went and sat down at the table along with him. This showed that each disciple proudly believed themselves to be close to the same level of importance as their Lord. And it also revealed that each proudly believed that they were of more importance than the other disciples, since they expected to be served. Now, after a few minutes of waiting and also seeing that his disciples were not volunteering to do this service, Christ rose from the table and walked over to the wash basin. And this action caught the attention of each of the disciples, and they began to watch what their Lord was doing. And I think you can imagine their horror as they watch Jesus go to the wash basin, pour water into it, take a towel, and then walk back to where each of the disciples were sitting and then began to wash their feet as their servant. And it was at this point that pride and self-exaltation was fully crucified in each of their hearts. And then each disciple was bitterly reproaching himself for not being the first to get up and perform this service for their Lord and Master without caring if it also meant that they had to become a servant to their fellow brethren. But it was too late. You look at quote number two. When Jesus came to Peter, Peter said, "No, Lord, do not wash me as my servant, because I'm your servant." But then Jesus said, "You must be washed by me, or you cannot be my disciple." Peter then responded by saying, "Well, then wash me completely, because I truly desire to be your follower." And Christ then said in response that those that are already bodily washed are fully clean, but at times their feet become dirty and need to be cleansed. Or in other words, those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior are indeed washed in His blood and are fully cleansed from all their sins. But at times there still needs to be the cleansing from the contamination of selfishness and pride, so that self may be fully crucified and replaced with humility, meekness, lowliness of heart, so that they may completely represent their Savior in character. Now, if you look at quote number 3, these verses also bring forth that Christ washed the feet of Judas, and this was after Jesus knew that Judas was already agreed to betray him to the Pharisees, and thus was not cleansed in his heart. Now, how humiliating would it be to wash the feet of someone you know is betraying you? To do so would be so much more humiliating than it would normally be in performing this service. But this is exactly what Jesus did. He knew that Judas was betraying him, and yet he washed his feet. Why? Because Christ loved Judas. And his love was complete. He still loved Judas even after Judas had agreed to betray him. And since Christ loved him, then he was willing to humiliate himself to the greatest extent in order to do everything he possibly could to bring Judas to repentance and prevent him from betraying him. So with such a godly example of love being expressed for each of the disciples, including Judas, what then did Christ say to them all? If you look at quote number 4, from John 13, verses 12 to 17. After he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So as this example of our Savior is before each one of us to ponder, to see, to understand, then who should we be willing to show our love to? To every one of our brothers and sisters in the faith. No matter what they may have done to us, even to those who are in the process of betraying us. And this is just as our Savior revealed, because by expressing our love to them to the extent of our willingness to become their servant in washing their feet, we're trying to bring them to repentance. We're trying to keep them from betraying us. We're trying to bring them back into unity and love with us. And if we're to humble ourselves and become the servant of those who are in the process of betraying us, then we should surely humble ourselves and wash the feet of those who have wronged us in the least degree, in the small things that at times can appear to be great things, but yet they're very small. In quote number 5, the last part. Since this foot washing ceremony deals with humiliation and also deals with the subject of hurt and repentance, that is why this service is performed before the Lord's Supper occurs. Our hearts need to be emptied of self so that we may receive all the blessings that God has in store in this next service. And also, since this foot washing service deals with the crucifixion of self and showing humility and love for one another, then anyone, whether they're baptized or not, are free to participate in this service, because each and every one of humanity needs to crucify self and to be meek, lowly, and humble of heart. So as we break for this important foot washing service, I pray that God will indeed pour upon us His Spirit. And I pray, dear Spirit, that You will indeed reveal to us any of our sins, any of our grievances, any of our emotions that may be preventing us from being truly loving of our fellow brothers and sisters. And may we repent of these and seek to become of one heart, one mind together. And so let us go ahead and take about a 15-minute break so that this important service can be accomplished.
I hear the sailors say, thy strength in greatest strong, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thy all in all. Jesus, we live sing and lift a crimson sea, he washed it by the snow. Lord, when he fight, thy power and thine alone can change the leper's heart and melt the heart of stone. Jesus, we live all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it by the snow. Oh,
dear ones, with the foot washing service completed, and with our hearts softened and subdued by the Holy Spirit, now we move into the communion services of the bread and the juice. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/SDA/ID1382.htm. And if you look at quote number one from Matthew 26, verse 17 and 26 to 30. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And as they were finishing eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And then from Luke 22, verses 17 to 20. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Now we've learned that the bread symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ. And it's not the actual body of Christ, but it is just a symbol of that. So by eating this communion bread symbolizing the body of Christ, it further symbolizes that Christ, who is the Word and truth of God, is nourishing you from within. And thus your spiritual life will come alive. And we're told in Psalms 34, verse 8, this very thing. O taste, that means you're eating. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So that's dealing with the bread. Now dealing with the juice, or grape juice, the fruit of the vine, we found that it symbolizes the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And it's not that this grape juice is the actual blood of Christ, but it is just a symbol of it. So then by drinking this grape juice that symbolizes the blood of Christ, it would further symbolize that you have been washed clean from all of your sins, both outwardly and internally. And we're told in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 9, This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, apart from the symbology of this service, why should we partake of the Lord's Supper? We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, and this is quote number 2. For I have received of the Lord that which also I declared unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So these verses show that we're to partake of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of the great sacrifice that Christ willingly made out of love for you and me and for all of God's followers. And this shows us that instead of being in a condition of sorrow for sin, we should instead be in a condition of happiness when we partake of this service because of all that the Lord has done and is doing for you and me, and especially because of his promise that he's soon to come back to take us home to be with him forevermore. And then Jesus will again drink of the fruit of the vine in company with all of his ransomed and redeemed followers. Now, some have a question on who can partake of the Lord's Supper. And if you look at quote number 3, in looking at all of those that were partaking in this upper room Lord's Supper, you'll find that it was only the disciples of Christ that he had allowed to join in this service and to partake of the bread and the juice that symbolized his body and blood. And when you look at the lives of the disciples, you'll find that all of these had been baptized and had already accepted Christ as their Lord, God, and Savior. So then this shows us that not just anyone is free to partake of the bread and the juice in the Lord's Supper, but only those who have been baptized and have also accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and God. So then, as this is true, for those who are not yet baptized into the Lord Jesus, or who have not yet fully accepted him as your God and Savior, then I would suggest and request that you do not eat of this communion bread or drink of this juice until you have done both of these necessary and important things connected with your salvation in Christ. And should any of you desire to do both of these things, then please contact me and I will be more than happy to help get you prepared and ready so that you'll be able to join with us in communion in the near future. So, dear ones, for those that are already baptized and have accepted Christ as your Lord, God, and Savior, if you know that you've confessed all your known sins, if you know that you have done everything that you can to settle differences between those with whom you fellowship, and if you have fully crucified self and are hid in Christ, then let us move forward in partaking of the sacred communion service, and you will indeed be blessed and happy. Those that are officiating with the unleavened bread, I ask that you please get that prepared and passed out to each participant, but please do not yet eat of the bread. And so go ahead and do that now. Now let us bow our heads. Dear precious Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for making possible our salvation, for sending Jesus down to give us the example and also to be our sacrifice for sin. Thank you, dear Savior, for indeed offering your body upon the cross. Thank you for carrying out your part in this plan of salvation, for dying and also for being resurrected to life, and for being our Savior that will set us free from sin and from bondage, that we can be free indeed. Thank you, Savior, for your great sacrifice. Thank you so much for making it possible for each one of us to have eternal life in Thee. And I pray, dear Savior, that you will fill us with your peace, that self will be hid at all times, so that glory can be given to our God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now go ahead and partake and eat of the bread. Amen. And now it's time for the grape juice, so please go ahead and get that ready and passed out to the participants, but please do not drink it yet. Let us bow our heads. Our dear Father, we again thank you for the plan of salvation and for sending Jesus. And dear Savior, thank you for not just offering your body on the cross, but also spilling your blood, that an atonement for sin can be accomplished in us, that we can be completely washed away of all of our corruption of sin, and indeed made white in the blood of the Lamb. I pray, dear Savior, that you will help us to recognize that this crucifixion of self, being washed, is a daily, ongoing experience. That it is not just once at conversion, but it's to be every day. Thus, Savior, please help us to dedicate ourselves each day to allow you to live within us, self to be fully crucified, and that we can indeed allow you to live and to move through us and to bring glory to your name and the name of our Father until you come again. Thank you so much for this precious promise that you are coming again. And help us to get ready and to stay ready to meet you in the clouds, in the air, and forevermore to be with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now please go ahead and drink the juice. Amen. We're told in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And so this service that we've partaken of here is a service that brings joy and happiness to each one of us. Because we know that our Savior is coming again. That we haven't been forsaken. That Christ hasn't forgotten us. He is still our Lord God and Savior. He is still ministering for each one of us in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And He's coming again soon. So this wicked world is not our home. Christ has prepared a better place for each one of us. And soon this wicked earth will be cleansed and made new. That indeed is something to be joyful about. And we're told in Matthew 26, verse 30. When they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So the ending of the communion service was with a hymn, with a song. And in keeping in that example, let us sing the hymn. There is sunshine in my soul today, because our Lord God Jesus Christ is coming soon, so that we can forevermore be with Him. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is music in my soul today, a carol to my King. And Jesus listening can hear the song my soul does sing. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is springtime in my soul today, for when the Lord is near, the dove of sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which He gives me now, for joys laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in our soul. Amen, dear ones. When Christ shines his smiling face, filled with the light of his truth upon your heart, and you allow him in as an honored guest, there can be no more darkness there. All is bright. Something to be joyful about. Something to be happy about. Something to raise your voices in praise and adoration to the Father who's made it all possible and to his Son that lives within you. Sunshine indeed, for the Lord of righteousness has arisen with healing in his wings. I invite you to please bow your heads and your knees for closing prayer. Blessed Father, praise be your holy name for making it possible for sinful, fallen human beings to have something to truly be happy about. That Jesus is their Savior, their substitute, their sacrifice, their righteousness, and their companion. And dear Savior, blessed be your holy name for allowing it to be possible to be free from sin, free from guilt, and to be clothed in your righteousness. For you live within and make all this possible because of your sacrifice and divine power. Dear Savior, please fill us with your light. Dispel all darkness in our hearts. Fill us to the overflowing with your love and joy and peace. And indeed, allow this to shine forth to others. Because self is crucified and glory can be given to the Lamb. Help us indeed to have a song upon our lips and hearts to sing to your glory, for it means everything to the Christian to have an indwelling Savior. Thank you so much for working within us a transformation from pride to humbleness, from self-sufficiency to meekness, from self-exaltation to lowliness, and from breaking the commandments to keeping them out of love for him who died for us and who shows us the way to everlasting life. Thank you so much for making this possible, for we want to give our loving, compassionate Father all the glory that we possibly can. And thank you for helping us to accomplish this. Most of all, dear Savior, thank you for coming soon and for taking us away from this wicked world to dwell where sin will never arise a second time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Don't you just love him, dear ones? Don't you just love the Father for all that he has done and the Savior for all that he makes possible? can there be darkness and gloom in your hearts if you're dwelling in the light that shines from the Savior? How can you be worried about the future when the Almighty is dwelling and ruling within you? How can you be sad when the light of life has united and yoked himself with you? Indeed, let us have sunshine in our hearts at all times, because we are loved by the Godhead, and there's nothing that can separate us from their love. That's a cause for rejoicing, no matter what type of tribulation you're going through, because we're not forsaken by God. And he's giving us the grace and the strength to endure so that we can give him the glory. For he is worthy. So indeed, this is a high Sabbath. Amen. Thank you, Godhead. And thank you that we're a day closer to heaven. For this world is not our home. We seek a better home, even a heavenly. So praise the Lord.
Well, dear ones, we want to thank each and every brother and sister that participated in trying to be able to make this sermon a little bit smoother. And this is the time when dear Elder Rob opened the mic to be able to have the after church service. So if there's any songs or testimonies that any of the brethren would like to share, Babala.
Sabbath blessings, everybody, and hallelujah. Our Sabbath was saved in the victory of Jesus. Satan had no power today. Amen. And Sister Rose, thank you and everyone else who participated in helping to make this a possibility today. And all the glory to God. Amen. I have testimonies. Once, like I said before, as far as the hurricanes that pass through here, I have to praise the Lord that I'm safe. And my home was not affected by it at all. So I praise the Lord for that. And for some of you that know that I was in a very bad accident, and my leg, I broke up a dog fight. And instead of using my common sense, I used my heart and I jumped in to save the underling. And I got very hurt in the meantime. But by the grace of God, and through no doctors, and only through the Lord, and with the knowledge that he's given me in natural medicine, I would have to say that my leg is healing up very well. I think there'll be minimal scarring. It'll be there, but that's just to teach me not to do this again. But the Lord has brought me through with whatever I had at home, and one of the sisters had sent medicine at one time for me to take care of one of my dogs. And it's not dog medicine, it's just natural medicine. And just by the grace of God, it happened to be there so I could use it for myself as well. So I give God the glory for every single thing, everything. There's nothing that I want for, and there's nothing that I need that the Lord doesn't provide, no matter who, what, and where is not there for me. And I just want to tell everybody that, you know, even if you have one of those days where sometimes the devil whispers in your ear, just tell him to flee, because Jesus is always there to help you, no matter what. And no matter what the situation is, what you need, even if you don't have the money at the time and you sit there and say, oh my gosh, where am I going to get this? God already knows what you need. And as long as we're faithful and obedient, God will provide every and all things we need and a lot of the things you want as well. With that said, I wish everybody a happy and blessed
Sabbath. Blessings, everyone. Praising God, Duffering for Sister Susan. been aware of this situation with her. I praise God that she spoke up and gave this testimony. I know it was something that really ached her heart, mine as well. But I thank God that he has seen her through this. And again, I had just posted in the room, it's a matter of these scars being her testimony. You know, God had seen her through this. And again, like she said, she stepped forward with going by her heart in compassion for her loved little fur babies, and but yet getting hurt in the process. And it's not nothing to do with the dogs coming against her or not liking her or anything like that. It's just the way, it's just things that happen. But I praise God for seeing her through this, taking care of the things that need to be taken care of, not having to put down any of them. And hopefully we'll see in time that with everything that with the route that she's going now, that we'll be able to get them under control, and hopefully we won't have this problem. I would also like to testify for God's goodness with me also. We'll testify. I got some prayer requests also as well. I thank God for the last couple of weeks seeing me through some things. As mentioned previously, I had injured my back and my wrist back last winter, and I had some complications with my back again recently, so I've been going to a chiropractor. Also with my medication that I am on to control my anxiety and stress and all that, I've been looking into alternative means. And that being said, under against the advice of doctors, my primary doctor, and that I had basically informed them of some medicine, some natural supplements and things that I would like to go by, that I got counseled with some other doctors and all that, natural doctors. And I have an appointment next Thursday for a naturopath to go to. But that being said, over the last couple of days, a couple of weeks, I've been trying to wean myself off the medicine and tried to bear with that. Problem being with that is that I have resorted back to my grumpy old, grouchy old man. And dear Sister Susan knows when I get in that mood. And I praise God and I thank God that she understands and that she bears with me on that when I get into those moods. But this is, like I said, through with my counselors and some other doctors and that. It's not something that basically I'm doing on my own. I am doing up under with doctors and that. So, but there is side effects with taking the medicine, and side effects also as well with not taking the medicine. So that is being something that is being monitored, and hopefully be able to correct. There are, like I said, a couple different natural supplements and things that I could take. But it's just a matter I can't take both of them at the same time, and I got to wean off what I'm currently taking, the prescription stuff. And so that being said, yeah, I need your prayers to get me through this so I can get my sleep properly, my eating, because now it's, you know, with some of the problems, it affects my stomach with eating, affects inflammation in my body that causes the pain and the discomfort, which I want to go take ibuprofen, which causes other complications. So it's just a chain of different things. So I covet your prayers that I'll be able to get through this, and it won't be too much with the withdrawal, and then be able to get on with the new program and be able to function properly with it. That also being said, I praise God for again, just for his loving kindness, his mercy. I see that Brother Nelson is in the room, and praise God, I haven't got to talk with him much, and being that with things that I've been going through, so we can kind of been hitting and missing one another on the in our chat, in the message chat rooms, and with the difference in times, I had sent him a private message. I just was contacted by another a young youth minister that had just requested friend request. So here's another prayer request. He is not in the present truth, and with the three angel message, and he is known with some of the people that I know through Facebook, but I just was able to contact him last night, and I was able to write with him this morning some things And Brother Nelson, I will get back in touch with you later on this afternoon and give you the information, and hopefully we could get a connection going with between us. And I'm not sure currently exactly where he's actually located at, but hopefully we could get together and make a connection with him. And if we all can lift up prayer, and I don't recall his name at this time, so pardon me, I don't have the information, but just lift up prayer for this, that this young man will be able to be open to the truth, that he will be able to, once be open to it, to be able to receive it and come into the knowledge of it and be able to be used greatly in such a time as we have now, not with the Halloween holiday or so-called holiday that they have, things that are going on. I mean, it's high season for, with a lot of Messianic fellowship groups, and now with, the different autumn festivals and stuff like that. But then we also got the worldly festivals that are coming forth and coming into that season. And, we need to know what the truth is out there. So I pray that we could increase all the knowledge of this, and that we could all take this to heart, as David said, that we can hide his word in our hearts, that we might not sin against him, and that we could come to the knowledge of truth, and that we can also have questions, you know, that we could have answers to questions when we come across people that are seeking and have a lot of uncertainties. So just pray that God's will be done in that situation. I just thank God for the blessings that he has bestowed on me in providing for needs, whether they be physically, spiritually, financially, and emotionally. Just this past, over the last couple of weeks, one of the things of anguish was that I had a bill collector, and if anybody has experience with them, they come across very rude, shrewd, and they're threatening, and, you know, and they say all kinds of stuff that is not true, and, you know, try to throw the fear factor in. But long story short, I had some debt out there that I thought was taken care of, and according to them, it wasn't paid off, so they are trying to pursue it, and it involved with some loans, some payday loans that I had out, and the payday loan, one of them I had paid off, but I know that, you know, it was all overdrafted in my bank, and I can't, at this current time, was not able to have a bank account because of the accounts being closed and being in collections and that. But long story short, I got the call, and like I said, they were really rude at first with the person that left the message. And when I did return the call, I talked to a lady from there, and she was very understanding the first day I talked to her. And, but then I talked to my bank and, or my previous bank, and, there's new management there. So I got in with a consultation with them, and told them the situation, what was going on. And long story short, they said they still had my accounts on file, and that they said that it was never collected on, so it was in limbo. And they're saying that I could either, go, you know, pay them, or I could go through the process and wait to get garnished and all that. But, with this, I mean, it got to the point they were saying about that I was being accused of fraud. And, that, you know, district attorney was going to be involved with this because of the situation with these loans and stuff like that. And, I know that, like I said, it's just basic scare factor, but, God was very merciful on this. And with getting with the bank, I found out how much that I owed. And, you know, I'm not trying to get out of paying a debt. If I have the means to do it, I will pay it. And, ended up being that with getting with the head manager of the bank, talked the situation over and that. And, long story short, like I said, I had two accounts, one a checking and a savings account, and found out was what I owed, and they, deducted 30% off the amount that I owed. And with that also as well, I did have money. I did have an account with a credit union, and through my credit union, I did have enough in my credit union that I was able to transfer, funds from the credit union over to the bank to close off the lesser of the two accounts. So I thank God with that, but I was told through with the bank that to deal straight with them, and I didn't have to worry. I wouldn't be having to worry about the attorney fees and court fees and you know, interest and stuff like that. Bottom line is what they said on my account was what I owed, without no interest, and then plus the 30% minus the 30%. God blessed me tremendously with that. I thank God for providing me over the last couple of years, especially his goodness and mercy and taking care of me when I was sick, restoring me and providing me back with things that I needed for in my home, having the means to take care of things that I wanted to take care of that were dear on my heart, helping some others that were less than fortunate, that needed some assistance, being able to be not only to be able to receive, but to be able to give also as well. And I believe that's, you know, God's plan and his purpose for us. And it is truly a blessing. It is a blessing to be able to give and to be a blessing to others when I have the means to do so. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to have to kind of split my screen here. So bear with me, see if I can do this. I have a song that I think is great for this opportunity, for this day. So if you could bear with me, see if I could pull this up, and I'll see if I can sing it for the congregation today. One moment.
Dear ones, Brother Robert will come back to be able to share with the song. I would like to ask any of the brethren, the male brethren, if they would like to close in prayer, and then we can continue with the after service, okay?
Okay, one more. Let me switch this over, and then we'll try to see if I'm able to stay on the page. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus walked, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus walked. Sabbath blessing, I understand. I guess it was lagging, and like I said, I'm on my phone, and so I'll try to do it with being on my phone and staying on the page and with going over to the link, but it's Oh Happy Day, so I'm sure everybody knows the lyrics and the song quite well. It is a happy day. It's a day that God has washed our sins away and through repentance, baptism, and receiving of his Holy Spirit. Oh, happy day, a tremendous blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
I apologize for all of the inconvenience of the weather on our room. So if we can just bow our heads and our hearts as we go humbly before the throne of God and asking the Lord not only for his presence but to have mercy and to thank him for allowing us to come this far into our day, our high Sabbath. Righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises, we want to thank you for your power and your glory, Father Jesus. Thank you for giving us the strength to be able to finish the start service today, Father. We pray that you be with our dear elder at their home, Father Jesus, and all the area in that side of the world that is going through so many weathering, Father Jesus. May you put that covering as you always have to your people. Father, I'm asking also for all of the other brethren that are actually experiencing the same thing. We know that you are a God of covenant, Father. And we know that you will do all that you can for your people. We thank you and we love you. We thank you for being with us here, Father. And may you continue giving us your grace with your presence to finish this blessed Sabbath day. Bless each and every one of our brethren, Father. Thank you for the testimonies that has been shared here. Continue with Brother Nelson, also Brother Robert, and this new individual that our dear brother is asking for prayer. We may not have his name, but you know his name and his heart, Father Jesus. And we know that you will do all that you can for the purpose of the salvation of this dear precious soul. We thank you and we love you. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our unchristlike spirit, Father. Forgive us for all deed done in this body, known and unknown. conscious or unconscious, we plead the blood of Christ upon us all to cleanse us from all our righteousness. Also, we ask for your guidance, Father Jesus, and your power that you can be able to use each and every one of us as we come along to give this message of love to this world, Father, and especially in this month. We pray that you may help us to be able to search the scripture and give a hope of our faith, dear Lord, to any individual that is hungering and thirsting for your word. Be with all our brethren that are not here, and extend the blessing to all of those that are far, especially those that are doing the work as missionary, Father. We thank you and we love you. Thank you for being with us this day. Bless each and every one in the room, extending to their family, and to heal all of those that are in need of healing, Father, and those that are broken in heart, to lift them, Father Jesus, is my prayer. This is my prayer in no other name but our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our God Michael. Amen.